show, did you?
Yeah, I did. I wrote and acted in it. I wrote it.
That's fantastic. Could I get your full name and normal occupation for the record, please?
Normal occupation, Connor Donovan Runnings, actor, writer, a bunch of things.
I see. Do you know, I'm just asking for clarification for the sake of it. Could you spell your first and last name? Because I know Connor is spelled like multiple different ways.
Connor and Runnings.
Thank you. So I know I watched the play because, you know, I was in the audience. I thought it was a great little play.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it very much. It was very nice to see... Oh, sorry about that. It was very nice to see autistic representation, you know, on the stage within the characters. So could you tell me just the basics about the play for the record of it?
Okay, so the play, Built Different, is about these four young adult autistic people who reunite after their behavior consultant's untimely death. And kind of... they reunite and have like a lot of realizations about the life they've lived and how different it may be, and like the little kind of things that I feel like a lot of people don't think about when they think about it. There's a lot of stories about autistic people in Hollywood, but most of them usually revolve around just like one straight white guy or a kid. And I wanted something to show that autistic people come in many different shapes and sizes, and the way one person looks isn't the same as like how another person is experiencing things.
What was your inspiration for the show?
Ironically, the movie Music. It was awful, and it lowered the bar, and I needed to raise it somehow.
Well, you didn't have to do much to get above that, to be definitely.
Yeah, exactly. I had an attainable goal.
For sure. Let me think. What else could I ask? How was your experience at the Fringe Festival, then, so far?
Well, this is my first day at the actual festival. I didn't go to the preview last night. I'm going to see some of the other shows, but so far it's been great. I love this venue, and I love that people are coming out to live theater again. And yeah, super happy about that.
How has COVID impacted your life as an actor?
I pretty much didn't do a thing for a while. There was like a Fringe show that we did last year, but it was a primarily like video, like it was filmed because we couldn't have that live audience aspect. We did it within COVID cautions and stuff like that, but it was just different because you couldn't see the people who were watching it. You didn't really know who they were. So it's nice to just be back in a theater and be able to see everybody's faces.
For sure. I think that's about all the questions I have, unless you'd like to add anything on the end.
Don't sue me, Sia. There we go.
Okay, thank you. Could I get a picture of you?
You asked me what my inspiration was, and I was part of like a behavior consultant social thinking group when I was younger, and I didn't really see a lot of stories being told in this kind of niche realm. Not a lot of neurotypical people really knew about it, so I kind of just wanted to kind of like give a glimpse into that world, I guess, and I wanted to do my behavior consultant right, so I wanted to make a show that kind of indirectly honored her in a way.
Is everybody in the cast autistic?
I know Jesse and Megan are.
I've been diagnosed with Asperger's at the age of 2.
I see.
Me at 5.
I'm non-diagnosed. I do have it, but I haven't gotten an official diagnosis, so it's just self-diagnosed. Yeah. So again, like I said when I was just talking to you, it's fantastic to see autistic representation on stage.
Also, just one thing that was really important to me is like Kate's character and the portrayal of an autistic girl, because that really isn't often seen, or at least played accurately, and you don't really notice it in the same way you do autistic guys, and they kind of, there's like, I feel like a position that they often get put in where they kind of have to like take care of us, and it's not fair and it's not cool. But I'm a guy, I can't speak for the thing myself. I'm just glad I had someone who did.
For sure. Okay. Yeah, anything else you'd like to add at the end?
I think I covered everything. Okay. I always tend to remember everything important right after the fact.
Yeah, me as well. I have a very bad memory. Yeah. So would you mind stating your name and occupation for the record?
My name is Chris Carter. I am the stage manager for Built Different.
Okay. Well, how has your experience been managing this play here?
It's interesting because, if I'm being completely honest, it's my first time ever stage managing a show. And, you know, I took inspirations from shows I've been a part of, like both behind the scenes and on stage. And I wanted to make sure everything is done, you know, good and correctly, and make sure everything and everyone is mentally and physically okay for the show. Because with COVID, it has been a big hassle, you know, to at least get everyone together, especially with, you know, social distancing still being a thing and the masks affecting everyone and their amazing acting talents.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any particular challenges today or any previous days getting the theater set up?
I guess our biggest challenge today was, I guess, just because, like, we were nervous on our tech side, because we haven't done a live show in like a long time, and once we got there, we were just like focused on the dot. We never took a break or anything. We were just focused on lighting and the particular set. We never gave up, and we had Traden, our amazing lighting designer, and Brandon as well, our audio designer, coming together and just bringing on some of the most grateful impact of lights and audio, like for a show. In my opinion, it's probably the best lit show I've ever worked on.
Oh, fantastic. Did you do a previous show last year with the COVID restrictions still in place, a digital show?
We did a I was a part of VIU. I recently graduated there from their general diploma. I directed and acted in our interpretation of Rocky Horror Picture Show, as well as acting in a good friend of mine's play that was in donation for the BC SPA, for the Pets Association. We did a couple shows there. It was different because there's no audience there, so you have to still bring that energy out compared to some of the other shows. We had audience here, and that made the energy a lot more livelihood. That's the biggest challenge, I think, with COVID in these days. For theater in particular, there's barely any audience there, so there's nowhere to put your energy towards. But yet, all of these guys, everyone involved, even in day one of practice, where we practice out in the middle of a field, they still had that same energy that they brought to today's show. And I'm very proud of them for that.
It is fantastic. I was a theater kid in high school and in middle school, so I definitely know that feeling of going out onto the stage and seeing that audience there versus not seeing the audience there during the, you know, dress rehearsal. So COVID definitely has impacted all of that, I'm sure, especially with the theater industry. And, you know, being a recent graduate, I'm sure you've seen it as well. So it's definitely a different experience now that it's been lifted, huh?
It is, yeah. Like, I haven't had this fun making it, because I had fun making shows, but this one probably had the most smoothest production ride so far this year. All the other productions I've been in, while they were fantastic productions in the end, bit rough to get there. No offense to the shows, but I love those shows. Production was a bit rough.
Oh, for sure. I believe that's all the questions I had, unless you'd like to add anything.
I do want to add something in particular, like, and I'm not going to say who in particular. It's mostly affecting me. I took the show on largely because a day after they called me to take a part of it, I lost my grandmother to dementia. And this was like the perfect opportunity to try and find a way to present that. We had moments where it was just me guiding the actors to how they would convey emotion, and they've done an amazing job. And I remember during one of the rehearsals, when we first played the audio for that scene 9 with all the monologues, I was legit crying like right in front of everyone, because you know, it sucks. It sucks losing someone you love. And I think what Connor wrote here is the best representation of not only autistic people, but also remembering and honoring a loved one.
For sure. It's definitely a very powerful play for
autistic
people. Yeah. And if you've lost a loved one recently, especially.
It was really touching to me in particular.
Yeah. Well, it was fantastic interviewing you guys and fantastic hearing your story as well.